The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast with your host, Jackie Pilosoff.
No one should have to go through a divorce feeling alone and isolated. The Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast is a production of Divorced Girl Smiling, where every show is 30 minutes aimed to empower you, help you feel validated and understood, and connect you with some of the best divorce professionals in the industry. So grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and start smiling as you join us right now for the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found and always at divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Are you considering selling your wedding rings? If so, I want to recommend MJ Gable. They are jewelry and diamond buyers. They are the company that I sold my wedding rings to, and I can't say enough about how much I trust them, how fair they are, and how happy I was with the price I got for my rings. So if you want to learn more about MJ Gable, you can find them at mjgable.com, or you can find them in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. I also want to take a minute and talk about a wonderful divorce coach, co-parenting coach, and discernment counseling coach. Her name is Sherry Morris, and Sherry is the founder of her practice, Dear Divorce Coach. She's a former practicing attorney who turned divorce coach. She's also an author, a yoga instructor, and a divorced mom who's part of a blended family. Sherry's amazing. If you want to learn more about Sherry, you can find her at deardivorcecoach.com or in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. So when I was getting divorced, I was 41 years old, and I had not dated or been with any other guys since I was 32 when I met my husband. And I felt like, among all of the feelings I was feeling, you know, sad, like a failure, depressed, scared, angry, resentful, confused, didn't know what I was doing, I had a real issue with my body at the time. Now, I'm going to back up and say I've had body issues my entire life. And everybody listening is probably thinking they do too. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. And what I remember so clearly is, even though I did have a good body, and I didn't think I had a bad body, but it felt old, and I would nitpick at it and say, oh, who's going to want these varicose veins and this muffin top and all this? And looking back, that was so wrong, because now that I'm in my mid-50s, well, I'm a little older than that, but, you know, it's just, I don't understand why women are so hard on themselves. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about a lot of things, and I have the best guest for this. So today's topic is divorce and your body. And I want to start with what happens when you get divorced and what you think of your body and why women are so hard on themselves and how you can have the body that you really love. And a few other really, really good pieces of wisdom. So I want to introduce my guest. Her name is Leslie Urbis. Hi, Leslie.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for taking time to do this. This is going to be a really, really good conversation. I'm so looking forward to it.
Me too.
And I want to tell my listeners a little bit about Leslie to give you some background for her credibility, because she's incredible. So Leslie has a master's degree in health sciences.
Nutrition science, yeah.
She's a health concierge. She is the founder of her company, Fabulous Whole Health. And Leslie, how long have you been doing this?
I've been a dietitian since 2009. I've owned my own company since around 2018, 2019.
Okay. And she's very humble. I want my listeners to know that Leslie served in the military. She was a dietitian in the Army. And Leslie, I just have such respect for that. And I think you are amazing. I love your videos and your posts. You're so real. You're so authentic. And I really think divorced women, women going through a divorce and after, can benefit so much from working with you and from our conversation today. So I want to start out by asking you, what I said about when women get divorced. your clients who are getting divorced, what do you see happen to their bodies? Is it all different? Are there any trends? What do you see?
I mean, I would say everybody is different, but overall, it's just the way that the body handles stress. So whenever, you know, we're going through a divorce, typically we're under stress. I can say some aren't, right? Some people just aren't stressed. It's completely amicable and everybody's good to go. And it's just like, we know what we're doing, right? Okay, but let's say for the nature of this, that they're not in that, right? So it really just depends on the stress response in their body. So our nervous system really takes over, right? Our nervous system is in control of anything like this. And unfortunately, the piece of the nervous system that we're not able to control controls our digestion. So think about it. The nervous system controls how we digest food. We all know that from the day that we're born. And as a baby, we're able to digest food, right? So our nervous system controls that. Now, the best way I have to explain why our gut stop working as efficiently, which correlates to weight gain or weight loss, is that if you imagine eating like a Big Mac and French fries and then going for a 5-mile run, you don't feel very good because the food is unable to be digested. Your body has to choose, digest food and send blood there or send blood to my extremities, right? So the unfortunate answer is that the metabolism and the digestion all really go when we're under a stress state to a certain point. Some women, it might actually increase. Other women, it might actually decrease. Typically, it decreases, but it depends on a woman's response overall. So why I'm getting into this technical and I want to move out of it is that truthfully, it's all based on you and the stress state you're in when you're consuming food or not, right? So some women, eating food is still not stressful for them. Other women, they're so stressed that they're using food. And that's where I see the difference, is if food is still just a piece or if food is helping them to de-stress.
So people talk about mindful eating. And so I've heard you say this before, Leslie, like if you're eating a piece of cake and you're feeling really guilty, like, oh, I'm such a hog. I can't believe I'm eating this. You're going to digest it a lot differently than if you're like, oh, this is so delicious. Yum. I'm so glad I'm eating this because I'm enjoying it and I deserve it. I mean, there's really truth to that.
Yeah. I mean, you really do. The host has an influence, right? So there's actually a video. It's in quantum physics where they like measure the way a ball moves through a system. And when the host, the person doing the experiment, puts his own mind to it, the pattern changes because we can introduce our own opinion and get a different result. So that's the truth. I mean, if you're eating something like this is going to make me fat and unhealthy, this will make you fat and unhealthy. It doesn't really matter. The unfortunate answer is that there's still an added piece that depending on the state of stress you're in when you're consuming the food, you could eat the healthiest green salad and it may still not be utilized in the proper way. So it just depends on both avenues, but bringing your awareness to it, doing very simple things like I am consciously going to eat this cake. I'm going to eat this cake. I'm going to enjoy this cake and I'm not going to feel guilty for this cake. And making check, like there's checks you can do to see how stressed you are. If you can bring yourself down into like, think about like a 4-year-old who's been given this big piece of cake with icing and they're like, yeah, and they're happy and they're excited and they're enjoying it, you know? Why wouldn't a 4-year-old potentially gain a ton of weight too if they ate a cake that was 3 times the size they should, right? Because of the host induction. They're happy, they're not stressed, and they're capable of digesting the food properly.
So for people listening, this also relates to stomach pain and not just weight gain or weight loss, stomach pain. I remember when I was having marital issues before my divorce, I had horrible stomach pain. I had to go for like all these tests and I was only like 40 years old and I had to go for like an upper GI and a colonoscopy because they didn't know why I was having all this pain and they had to try to figure it out. And I swear when I got divorced, the stomach pain went away. So, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, it's directly related for sure. So nervous system work, vagus nerve work, all of those things show a direct correlation of stomach pain. I mean, Most autoimmune diseases, cancers, digestive system issues are directly related to our stress response. And some people can be like, but I don't feel stressed. We understand that. Like, I wasn't fully aware of how stressed I was until I started to do activities and be like, wow, I'm just sitting at my computer with this like stress ball in the middle of my chest. But until I was taught the tools, I was unaware, because we slowly build up our stress over time in our life. I mean, there's different stress traumas. Like, you know, there's traumas from a kid, there's trauma from being in an accident, and then there's everyday trauma. There's everyday stress. Like, I have all this work and I have to get the kids here and I have to do this. And now I'm alone and I'm trying to figure out all these things and I don't have the other person to help me do these things or whatever. That increases. And that's really the response that we're seeing and the direct correlation with gut, et cetera. So you're definitely not wrong in that.
And stress and trauma come from divorce directly. I can't tell you how many women don't even realize. I just did a whole podcast with Kevin Skinner about healing after divorce. He has a mini course called The Essentials to Healing After Divorce. And he talks about how divorce is traumatic and people don't even realize that their stress is coming from the trauma of their divorce. And it's not just like, oh, my husband came home and told me he didn't want to live with me anymore. He was in love with another woman and he's getting married. That's traumatic, yes. But trauma can come from any divorce in any circumstance because you never thought you were going to be divorced. Did you get married and think you were going to get divorced? No. So it's traumatic. You're listening to the Divorced Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. And today I am talking about divorce and your body. I'm here with health concierge Leslie Urbis, who is the founder of her business, Fabulous Whole Health. And Leslie and I are talking about your body, what happens when you get divorced and how it affects your body. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we are going to talk about why women are so hard on themselves when it comes to their bodies, how you can get the body that you want, and how you can be happy after divorce. We'll be right back. Co-parenting isn't easy. Trying to communicate with an ex about the kids' schedules, expenses, and the divorce itself can feel awkward, frustrating, and stressful. Well, guess what? The app Our Family Wizard can take this stress away and make co-parenting so much easier. I wish I would have known about Our Family Wizard when I was getting divorced. Our Family Wizard is an app used by more than a million parents and family law professionals, all who want to keep everything on the same page with their ex-spouse or their clients. I'm talking shared calendars, expenses, messaging, files, and other critical family information. People often say, I don't really like dealing with my ex. Well, guess what? Our Family Wizard makes it so much easier to do that. It lets you put in all your expenses, so now your ex can see exactly to the penny what you're spending on the kids. This reduces resentment so much because people can actually see where the child support payments are going. So I can't say enough about Our Family Wizard. It's a great app. It's very affordable and it will make your life so much easier and better. To learn more, visit ourfamilywizard.com. I also want to take a minute and mention my newest Divorce Girl Smiling trusted professional. Her name is Leah Hadley, and Leah is a mediator and founder of Intentional Divorce Solutions. Your head is likely spinning from all the changes you are facing. That's what divorce mediator Leah Hadley has to say. Not only did Leah go through a divorce personally, but she spent several years helping individuals and couples get divorced and provide them with the tools they need for a happy, healthy post-divorce life. If you want to learn more about Leah, you can find her in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling or at GreatLakesInvestment.com. Welcome back to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am here today with Leslie Urbis, health concierge and founder of Fabulous Whole Health. And Leslie is a registered dietitian and a personal trainer. She spent time in the Navy. Sorry, at the beginning of the podcast, I said she was in the Army. She was not. She was in the Navy. She was a nutritionist there, and she now runs her company, and her website is leslieurbis.com. Leslie has some great videos. She has so much good information, a lot of free things if you're interested, and you can also work with her. So Leslie and I are talking about divorce and your body. Leslie, my next question is, why are women so tough on ourselves when it comes to our bodies? Like, nothing's ever good enough. Like, even, you know, I thought at 41, I was like, ooh, I have all these varicose veins and muffin top and ooh, look at this and this, nitpicking at myself. And why did I do that? Why do we do that to ourselves?
I mean, I could say there's probably multiple reasons. Obviously, you know, social media, news, mainstream. I mean, the way women had to look back in the day, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s, then the way our parents trained us, right? If our mom had to look a certain way, or our moms followed certain diets, or family members did, that's going to be ingrained in us. And then our own perfectionism, honestly. You know, I'm one of the biggest realizations in my life in the past couple of years has been like, wow, as much as I say, I don't have to be perfect. In my mind, I have to be perfect. There's so many things with that. And your body is one of them. And with airbrushing and now, like, it's so hard to know. Do women actually look like I look? Like, do they have a line here? In addition, I mean, this is just me personally. There was like maybe 3 weeks ago, I was sitting at a restaurant with women. Every single one of them had Botox. And I was like, really? Well, if you don't get at least one shot of Botox by the time you're 40, it's not going to work. I'm like, never heard this statistic, and I'm 38. So I guess if I want to do Botox, I better consider it soon. And it was just one of those things, like, I never really like knew that this was a thing, like a trend, like a right. But now, of course, because somebody put it in the back of my head, I looked at myself in a mirror a couple of times, like, well, maybe I could get Botox here, there, there, you know, like, totally. And even though I'm doing all the things to help my skin and I feel good, like, I feel younger looking than I did 6 months ago, right? But once it's in your brain, if you're of a perfectionist nature, you're just going to keep hitting it. Now, you have to think, in the process of divorce, you're already looking at all your bad traits, right? You're looking at their bad traits, you're looking at your bad traits, you're looking at all the things. So there's just, this just adds to the laundry list. And as I like to call it, it's my clock. Like, I have certain things on my clock that if I'm not stressed about something, my clock will be like, oh, you hate your body, you know, oh, you hate your face, you know?
Yes. And I'm so glad you brought that up about divorce, because when people are going through a divorce, chances are you haven't had sex or romance with your husband in a long time. You know, divorce doesn't just happen overnight. Oh, we're going to get divorced. You've probably kind of been miserable together for a long time, or there were issues there. So you're not really going on these romantic dates, and you're not getting the affirmation from your husband saying, oh, you're so beautiful. You look great tonight, honey. And so that starts to mess with your mind. And you think, maybe he's leaving me because I don't look good anymore. Even if you really know that that's not the reason, it's going to enter your mind. Trust me. Or maybe he's now with a younger woman, or maybe you even left him because there was no more romance. Well, guess what? Romance does not come from what your body looks like. Trust me. I've learned this over the years. Romance comes from things like trust, commitment, treating each other with respect, feeling loved, feeling adored. You could have the best body on earth, and if you don't have those other things, your husband won't be attracted to you, and vice versa. And so when people get divorced, like Leslie said, they start to look at themselves and nitpick, and we forget to look at all of the good things, like maybe you have really nice arms. When was the last time you said, wow, I appreciate my arms. They're so, they look toned and thin, and they're like one of the best parts of my body. Maybe I'm going to wear more sleeveless. You know, like, appreciate what you have.
Agreed. I typically have people start there at finding something they like about themselves, but not even. You know, one of the biggest things that I think helps people is to find something they can do that gives themselves more self-worth. And it sounds silly, but maybe like 6 months ago, somebody was doing like a facial on their like Instagram video, like a friend of mine, and she just had like little pads under her eyes. And I was like, I've never done anything like that. So I bought a product. I swear I love this product. Every time I put it on, I'm like, oh, it's like heaven on my face, right? Like it just it smells good. It feels good. And those like, it's almost like every day I'm like, okay, I want to do it, but I don't want to do it every day, right? Just a certain amount of days a week. Because of that, as you can give yourself something small that just gives you this little hint of self-worth more, that can build a lot. And that's really the truth behind that, is that we've really dropped our self-worth from some of those things. And so because we feel less because of the outward extremities, right, the outside factors that are going on, now inward, we're going through all those. But we're never going to find someone outwardly completely telling us. Like a girlfriend could be like, you look wonderful, you look fabulous, I'd kill to have your arms, blah, 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 right? But that doesn't matter because it's still not the man who's leaving you or whatever. It's not the thing. So the best way to do it is to make it internal. That's the way that you're gonna speed up getting over that lack of self-worth, that lack of feeling good about yourself. And it doesn't have to be, I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to try this new activity. It can be something just that small, you know, trying a new face product, trying a new lipstick or whatever kind of thing that then makes you feel great. And saying affirmations while you put that on, or when you look at yourself in the mirror after you've done it or things like that, that will help to move it along.
I love this conversation because it's so true. I cannot even count the number of women I have come across in being in this business for over 10 years who are so beautiful. They have perfect bodies and they cannot find one good thing about themselves. It's never good enough. They continue the rigorous workouts. They eat like a bird. All they do is worry about it. And they're not happy people.
Correct. Because the thing is that they're always looking for the outward to verify the inward, and they have to be verified on the inside. No one on the outside is ever going to verify you as much as you verify yourself.
And so other things you can do to make yourself feel better. I love Leslie's suggestion, little things, but also like volunteering, changing jobs if you're not happy. Anything that has nothing to do with your body will make you look in the mirror and think you're prettier than you do now, right?
Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. And I want you to, I know this is a really, really vague, broad question, and you've built your whole business around this. How can women have the body they want? And I'm going to help you, Leslie, because that's just way too broad of a question. Leslie wrote an article, I want to tell my listeners, for Divorce Girl Smiling on three things you should do to your body. Love it, respect it, and care for it. So taking those three things, how can women have the body that they want?
I mean, I like to put them all in one simple thing. I mean, to love yourself means to do something for yourself, right? So you probably know your love language, right? We all know we have love languages. So start there. What is your love language? Okay, if it's spending time with the other person, guess what? You need to spend some time with yourself. And while you're spending time with yourself, respect yourself. Do something that you believe would, that if somebody did it to you, would be super respectful. Do it to yourself. And then at the end, go to the mirror, look at yourself and tell yourself you love yourself. The biggest key though, is you have to be looking yourself in the eye. You can't just be like, I love myself and stare at a wall. It doesn't mean the same. We all know that, right? Like, you know, you're driving down the road and your husband or ex-husband or friend says, hey, I love you. It's not the same as when somebody's passionately looking you in the eyes and it's like, I love you, right? It's a totally different feeling. So if you can give that to yourself, you'll make it further. But to attach the three together really speeds up the progress and the results that you're going to get because you're putting them as one.
So when people come to you, they say, okay, tell me if I'm right. They'll say, listen, you know, I wanted to get a consultation. I'm really not happy with my body and I want to lose 10 pounds, or I just, you know, don't feel like, I feel like I'm getting older and I'm flabby and I need to eat better, whatever. But what I'm hearing from you, Leslie, is the way you work with people, it's so much more than that. It's so much more than what you eat and how much you exercise. So your program is very holistic.
For sure. I mean, when somebody comes to me looking for a meal plan and a workout plan, I send them somewhere else for something cheaper. For sure, only because that's not what you're here for. That may be what you think, but that's like surface level. Everything that matters to your body happens after you swallow. And all of that has to do with self-worth, your digestion codes, all of the different pieces of you. That's what matters. But we're taught to go mainstream and to solve the puzzle before we swallow. Eat at this time, don't eat at this time, eat this, not that, avoid this, touch this, no, blah, 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 right? Laundry list of things we make ourselves do. But none of that matters because after you swallow, you have no control unless you're taught that. And that's what mainstream doesn't teach us. They basically give us a Band-Aid to try to solve a problem that is much, much deeper. And that's what I go into in my program, is all the other things. Like, I mean, I have a woman who first started working with me when she was 59 years old. I think she's 66 now. I think that's right. I might be a little bit far. And she might be like, I'm not that old yet. She lost 35 pounds with me. She has kept it off 110%. She's never put it back on. She eats what she wants. She only exercises the way she wants to exercise. She's got what she loves. She feels comfortable in her body. She's never looked better. And literally the same woman has lost that same 30 pounds, probably 100 times that I knew her. I mean, I grew up with her. She was friends with my parents, right? But then she decided to do it and she's never once even come close to gaining it back. Because she has the inward tools. She understands what happens after she swallows. And if you can't answer that, then you're still going to do the same thing.
So my take on you, now I want to tell my listeners, I met Leslie probably like a year and a half ago at a networking thing. And what I'm seeing as your brand is you're selling not a weight loss program, you're selling happiness. And for me, working with divorced people, that's what they're looking for. I mean, think about it. If you're listening to this and you're going through a divorce or you think you might want one or you're newly divorced or you don't have a choice in the divorce, don't you just feel like you just want to be happy? I mean, and so much of that happiness comes from so much more than the way you look. But let's be honest, we're women. We want to look good. That's a big part of it. I'm not minimizing it, but it can't be all of it. It has to be so much more.
100%. I mean, I feel like most people in general want to look good. We want to turn ahead. We want to know like, hey, I still got it, right? Or whatever. You know, we want to have that. It's not that we don't. But it can't be all external. It has to come from internal, right? I don't need my husband to tell me every single day that I'm beautiful. I do know. I know that I'm doing those things. However, when it occurs or when a man turns his head, when you're walking down the street, you're like, yeah, I still got it, right? Okay. So we like those things. But this is, to me, I agree with you. Happiness and freedom is really why women come to work with me. That little voice that's in your head that's constantly belittling you. You shouldn't eat that. You shouldn't touch that. You look bad. Do you feel the fat roll over this? As I call it, like I said, I have a clock. And one of the places on my clock used to be my body. And my brain could send me down a rabbit hole about how ugly I looked, how much I needed to lose weight. I mean, I finally hit my goal weight. And I remember looking in the mirror and still ripping myself apart because it's not the number on the scale you're looking for. You're doing all of these steps. We're following all of these things. We're eating at this time, not eating at this time, avoiding these foods because we think this number on the scale is going to give us the self-worth that we're looking for. And it just truly isn't. No number is ever going to give you that. And we know that by rich people who still commit suicide, right? Like, they have all the money in the world. So people that don't have it, we're like, oh my God, they're so rich. Like, why would they do that to themselves?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Happiness is very much internal. And to be happy, be peaceful, be blissful, and just in existence with food and know how food works for you is a different kind of peace. You know, I don't have a bad relationship with any food. Like, I don't look at any food as if it's bad for me, if it's harmful for me, that will cause me to gain weight. And that is the freedom that I believe all women are desiring, to be free around food and comfortable in their bodies at all times. And we're buying into a set of rules to get us there. And we all know that rules never make us feel better. You know, you can't follow a list of cook at this time, meal prep this, eat this, work out this way, and think that that's going to give you freedom and happiness. That's just another job. And
that's a miserable way to live. It really is. And that's coming from someone like me who has tried a million diets in my lifetime. But that was before. I mean, I'm older now. I'm much more on your page, Leslie. I'm not perfect, but I could definitely use you. But a lot of the things you say have resonated with me. And people listening, don't wait till you're in your mid to late 50s to figure it out. You know, you can work with Leslie or you can just give yourself a break. But Leslie, I can't believe we're almost out of time. I have so many more questions, but I want to give you the last word. What is your advice to someone who's getting divorced who is unhappy with their body?
Well, I'm going to give three quick things. Number one is, just like we were talking about, find something about yourself that will help you to build self-worth every single day. I don't care if it has anything to do with nutrition, health, wellness. Even if it's just, I'm allowing myself to sit in this bed for 5 minutes and stare at the ceiling before I get out and deal with all the other things. Okay? If it gives you self-worth, but you have to actually tell yourself, I'm doing this from self-worth. And afterwards, second thing is, go tell yourself you love yourself. And then if you really are struggling with this, learn nothing can be solved until you learn what happens in your body after you swallow. If not, you're just going to keep going down this rabbit hole and making it much worse and elongating whatever weight stress you're having after divorce many, many years past. And you don't want to do that. You know, you want to look back and be like, this is the best move I've ever made in my life. And I have more happiness and freedom than I ever thought I'd have in my life.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You are an amazing person. I love what you do. I love your whole messaging and branding. And I love how you help people.
Thanks.
Leslie, tell my listeners where they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm Leslie Urbis on every platform. I hang out mostly on Facebook and LinkedIn most of the time as Leslie Urbis. However, you can pretty much find me on any platform. And I'm pretty much the only one that you would think would look like a dietitian. There's only one other Leslie Urbis, but it's not a professional profile. So you'll know the difference.
Okay, and you can also find Leslie at leslieurbis.com, URBAS, and you can find her in the Trusted Professional section of Divorced Girl Smiling. So if you want to find Leslie and other divorced professionals that are all trusted, vetted professionals, you can find them on divorcegirlsmiling.com. You can also read articles, listen to more podcasts, download my mobile app, or sign up for my free consult. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you real soon.